7 years after reverting from British to Chinese control, Hong Kong is going through turbulent times. When Chinese leaders tried to impose a tough new security law last year, they provoked a massive demonstration and efforts to thwart the legislation. Those efforts have evolved into a movement for greater democratic freedom. Beijing has responded with a toughly worded campaign aimed at damping down that movement. As NPR's Rob Gifford reports, the debate has implications for Hong Kong and for all of China.
It's hard to overestimate just how different Hong Kong is from the cities of mainland China. Though it has been part of China since 1997, the creative political setup here, known as One Country, Two Systems, has allowed it to maintain its British-based legal system, its freedom of expression, and its lively media. Among the most popular programs in Hong Kong is Storm in a Teacup, a daily talk show on a commercial radio station. At the microphone in a tiny studio is Albert Cheng, the smartly dressed 57-year-old host. Every morning, Cheng raises a storm on anything from hospital fees to housing policy to one of his favorite topics, the need for democratization in Hong Kong. In recent weeks, the hottest topic of conversation has been the strident rhetoric from Beijing against the campaign in Hong Kong for universal suffrage. The main thrust of the Communist Party rhetoric has been that if you belong to the democratic camp or support it in upcoming legislative elections, you cannot be a Chinese patriot. Cheng says the subject has really stirred up his audience.
We get a lot of calls. Everybody say, well, we love our country, but we not necessarily support the Communist Party.
He says Beijing is trying to change the debate from one about political reform to one about patriotism. But the people of Hong Kong will not be fooled, says Cheng, adding that there will likely be another clash with Beijing on the first anniversary of last year's march.
Well, I can assure you that July 1st, I'm sure will be more than a million people on the street again. That's for sure. That's the only thing Hong Kong people can do. Now, we have nothing against China, but the Hong Kong people will show to the people that, you know, we want democratic elected government.
Nobody on the mainland sticks their finger in the eye of Beijing's leaders like that and gets away with it. But Hong Kong is different, and Beijing is in a bind. It knows it has to be careful about reining in the former British colony, but it's afraid demands for universal suffrage, which Hong Kong's mini-constitution says is possible after 2007, could spread to the mainland. So Beijing has mobilized its supporters in the territory. At another radio station just around the corner from Albert Cheng, Lau Nai Kyung is co-hosting his own radio program. Lau is a businessman who, in the general parlance of Hong Kong politics, is considered to be pro-Beijing. Today, a caller is castigating him for his support of Beijing's line. He says he gets plenty of calls supporting him too. Lau is a member of a Beijing political advisory body. But he, like many of the pro-Beijing businessmen here, knows he must be careful not to come across as too sympathetic to the Communist Party.
I'm all for universal suffrage, but I'm also a realist. I think democracy has to be a workable system which can promote stability and prosperity in Hong Kong. So that's why I'm all for universal suffrage in the year 2012.
It's not clear whether that kind of compromise would be acceptable to either side. Michael Davis of the Chinese University of Hong Kong says Beijing is on dangerous ground if it keeps resisting calls for political reform.
I'm a little doubtful they can get the genie back in the bottle. Hong Kong people, I think, have had enough of this kind of government. It's been rather difficult here over the last couple years with a government in charge of Hong Kong that has no political capital. Will they somehow back down and accept that this go on for another decade or so? I'm skeptical. I think Hong Kong people want more.
And there's another angle on the debate. Beijing has consistently said that Taiwan could reunify with the mainland under the same one country, two system setup that applies in Hong Kong. But observers say with Beijing not even allowing moderate political reform here, the already democratic Taiwanese are even less likely to want to follow suit. Rob Gifford, NPR News, Hong Kong.